Come to the third chapter in the prophecy of Amos this morning, and it deals extensively with Israel's guilt. Now that Amos has gotten around to focusing his prophecy on the nation, he does not let up. The Lord's verdict is pronounced against his people. Remember who these people are. They are those who were liberated from slavery in Egypt. They were those who had known the mercy and grace of God for centuries. But God was going to punish them for their sin. You see, God's choice of Israel implied purpose as well as privilege. God's grace didn't give them a license to sin, nor does it give us a license either. But rather, it imposed a special imperative on them to live righteously. To whom much is given, much is required. A great deal had been given to Israel. Not only had they been redeemed from slavery, but they had a special relationship with God. He had given them a new land, the Holy Land. These great gifts implied great requirements. What did he require of them? Well, to love him, to serve him, to be a holy nation, to represent God's righteousness before the nations of the world. But they'd failed on every account. Only their sin could be seen. Therefore, Amos announces the coming judgment. The heathen nations that he's already brought down judgment on are called to witness the judgment that falls on God's people. The enemy is coming. The land will be destroyed, and Israel will be no more. Hear now the word of the Lord. Amos, the third chapter. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O people of Israel, against the whole family that I brought up out of the land of Egypt. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Do two walk together unless they've agreed to meet? Does a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Does a young lion cry out from his den if he has taken nothing? Does a bird fall in a snare on the earth when there is no trap for it? Does a snare spring up from the ground when it has taken nothing? Is a trumpet blown in the city and the people are not afraid? Does disaster come to a city unless the Lord has done it? For the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Proclaim to the strongholds in Ashdod and to the strongholds in the land of Egypt and say, assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria and see the great tumults within her and the oppressed in her midst. They do not know how to do right, declares the Lord, those who store up violence and robbery in their strongholds. Therefore, says the Lord God, an adversary shall surround the land and bring down your defenses from you, and your strongholds shall be plundered. Thus says the Lord, as a shepherd rescues from the mouth of the lion two legs or a piece of an ear, so shall the people of Israel who dwell in Samaria be rescued with the corner of a couch and part of a bed. Hear and testify against the house of Jacob, declares the Lord God, the Lord of hosts, that on that day I will punish Israel for his transgressions. I will punish the altars of Bethel, and the horns of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground. I will strike the winter house along with the summer house, and the houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall come to an end, declares the Lord. The devastation would be complete. Everything would be destroyed, and Israel would be no more. God calls us as his people to holiness, obedience. We should desire that in our hearts and seek it in our lives.